Reba, Emma, or whatever it is. I could just see you doing that.
Probably should be about right. We're winding down.
Y'all ready?
Ready to start?
Yeah.
All right, let's get started.
Let's pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today doing county business, and we want you to lead and guide and direct us to do what's best for the county. We say this humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval of the commissioner minutes, regular meeting of July 6th.
Motion.
Is that a motion, Mr. Osteen? 16th?
Am I saying it right? Or, no, you're right.
Six, okay. That might have changed my glasses.
I better put
we got a motion by Mr. Osteen, second by Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, vouchers.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Aye.
Any constitutional officers here would like to speak? Motion to go into public hearing.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, before we get Miss Julie up here, Miss Carol with sweet and spicy snacks. It's your turn.
Do I need to come up here?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you guys?
Hi, ma'am.
So basically, I opened up a sweet and spicy shot and went into hot sauce, and my grand opening is October 7th, and I want to have fun. So we have a car show, and we have a band, and we're going to do something for charity, and we want to have a bar, a temporary bar, from 4 to 8 during our music.
Where is this location?
300, so it's off of 19A and 55A and 19.
Eugene Curve.
It's right across the street.
Lincoln Lake. Mm-hmm.
Just a one-time deal from 4 to 8 for
yep.
Beer and wine.
That's going on, Shana.
Are we good with
that? Well, the board, to my understanding, cannot approve a beer and liquor license, even a one-time. She would have to get a permission of a special license from to alcohol, beer, and tobacco to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Then under the board, we do have the ability under the special permits for temporary use. We have a ordinance that addresses how to handle that. With that being said, I believe it would fall under 1411, and in that addresses any special events such, and it talks about commercial circuses, carnivals, outdoor concerts, and similar events. And I think this would fall under like the outdoor concert. With that, she would have to provide a site plan. It'd just be like a one time where she's allocated parking and stuff so that shows that she's got sufficient parking. She would have to, we'd have to give notice. I mean, there's a whole list of stuff that we would have to do. So I think, you know, it's not something that the board cannot do, but we would have to bring it back before everyone have to give notice to the community, and they would be able to come forth and speak on whether or not is any opposition to it, as well as, you know, there is requirements for at least one law enforcement paid officer for every 500 patrons. So I don't know if she'll have 500 or more, but probably at least one law enforcement.
It's fun, but I need 500 people.
Hey, here free alcohol. You know, who's going here? There you go.
You might have 500 people. You say free.
But we do have, you know, some regulations and guidance on that. And
so I have to get it approved by also Florida Department of Revenue, I think. But they said they needed approval from you guys first. I already did my site plan. I drew it out because we have a stage there.
Mm-hmm.
So my next step is what from here?
Okay. It would have to, you have to give public notice. It has to be posted on the sites and on. I'll give you this. I brought this, and I'm more than happy to give it to you so that you can kind of see the procedures I've highlighted and work through these. You can probably coordinate through. Leon ain't here, so I'm going to throw him under the bus. But Miss Julie and Mr. Leon, to get that done, because you will have to get a special permit, but it does have to be, notice has to be posted and everything. Very similar to what we do on they will have to give her a special handling license for that.
No, she didn't.
I think with them, you're probably going to run into some more requirements that they will require for, like, where you're serving alcohol and stuff, but that's outside of our peer view as far as the county. But I'm more than happy to share this with you.
Okay. Do you need anything
else? Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Great.
Good luck with it. You know, always glad to have new businesses in the community. We just need to make sure we follow.
We give you our blessing, but you're not going to get no, I mean, you can't do anything to get the blessing of the Division of Firearm and Tobacco.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Miss Julie.
Good.
Okay, so we had a couple tabled from last time. So we have a petition by Thomas and Tracy Carter requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.3.5, Special Exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations, to permit one recreational vehicle in an ESA zoning district in accordance with the petition dated June 6, 2023, to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 21-13-12-0000-3454-0000 at 259 Southeast 371st Street, Oldtown, Florida, 32680, Commission District 3, Mark Hatch.
Any new opposition on this?
No.
Anyone here opposing? Y'all heard anything?
No.
I got the opposition worked out. They're both happy. So a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve of Mr. Hatch. Second from Mr. Wood, all in favor.
Aye.
The second table from last meeting is a petition by Andrew Charles Disney requesting special exception to be granted as provided in Section 4.4.5, Special Exceptions of the County Land Development Regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in an ag agriculture zoning district in accordance with a petition dated June 6, 2023. Be located on the property described as follows, Dixie County parcel number 03091339490000170 at 428 Northeast 582 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 32680. This is Commission District 1, Jody Stevens.
Have you got any new opposition? Anybody here oppose it?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were getting away from these RVs on people's land forever and ever.
No.
Not completely.
If someone's got a piece of property and they want to put an RV on there so they can get a house built or something like that, and, you know, someone buys a piece of property, they ought to be able to do what they want. I mean, utilize the property. In our area, we have a very unique area as far as for RVs, because you have so much recreational stuff. As far as we got the Gulf, we got the Maori Swamp hunting area, we got the Suwannee River, you got the Steinhatchee River. So it's kind of we're kind of in a little different soapbox than most people. But as long as we don't have too much opposition, as far as me, well, I mean, I want people to be able to use their property and enjoy and you know.
The ultimate goal is to have houses, right?
The goal is to have houses, yes.
And
on the long term. And most of them are doing that in the long term.
They are.
Are we holding people's feet to the fire?
Are we holding them? Well, the state has got things in there. If you camp more than 6 months out of the year, you have to build a home. And we're holding way Leon is setting stuff up, they're going to be paying the same assessments you are plus the RV deal. So some of them are actually probably going to be paying more taxes than a homeowner.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman,
would
you ask people to say
yeah, when, before you start asking questions, please state your name so we can get
their name. You're welcome.
Any other questions?
I have talked to the opposition, went by and looked at the location. I want to make a motion to approve.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevens, to approve.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Next up, we have a petition by Vincent and Karen Kasecki requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in 4.4.5 special exceptions of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations to permit an automotive repair / auto sales number 30 special exception located in an agriculture zoning district. In accordance with the petition dated June 27, 2023, to be located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 21091343230000010 at 397 Northeast 538th Street, Old Town, Florida 32680, Commission District 4, Jamie Story.
Any opposition?
No,
and this is, they've always had a little place there, and they always worked on vehicles, so anybody here oppose? Anybody on the phone? Have y'all heard anything?
No, sir.
I need a motion to approve.
Aye, sir.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen, to approve?
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
We have a petition by Robert Bowlby located on the property described as follows. Dixie County parcel number 3013123500000A00 at 33 Southeast 916 Avenue, Suwannee, Florida, 32692. To request a variance for a reduction to the west side setback from 10 feet to 5 feet and the rear setback from 15 feet to 5 feet for the construction of a pole barn by the petition dated June 30th, 2023, which is located within section 4.7.7 in an RSS/MH subparagraph 2 of the Dixie County Land Development Regulations in accordance with section 12.3. Variance procedure. Petition District 3, Mark Hatch.
Any opposition?
No.
Anyone here opposing? Miss Cindy? You opposing? This is like the auction, you raise your hand.
I was reading through the
Anyone on the phone? Anyone on the phone? Y'all heard anything on this?
I don't heard a word.
Motion to approve.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve.
Second,
Mr. Wood, all in favor?
I want to do a little discussion, as I always do
okay.
on these.
Well, let's
okay. We got a motion and a second.
Got to get a motion and a second to discuss it.
We got it. We actually already voted on it, but
we got a motion and a second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion?
Well, y'all go
ahead. No, go ahead. Go discussion.
All I want to ask is, you going 5 feet in the back, 5 feet on the one side. Do they have room to park on the other side and in the front?
Mm-hmm.
Is what my question is.
Audience.
Yes, sir.
State your name, please.
I'm Robert Bowlby, and I'm the property owner. It's a pleasure to finally get to meet all you folks. I just moved here about 14 months ago. And interestingly enough, even though I've been in Colorado for 50 years or so, I actually was born in a little fishing village just out there that no longer exists called Crystal River. And when I started looking for property to come back here to Florida, I just didn't recognize it. I just kept coming up the coast, and I was looking for what I remembered. And that's how I found Dixie County, and I'm proud to be a Dixie County resident here.
We're glad to have you.
The property is, the backside of the property is nothing but about, I don't know how many, maybe 35, 40 feet of wooded, swampy area. And the canal there, as well as that property back there, belongs to the Gateway Marina. So there'll never be any construction back there or any construction or anything. So I don't think that'll be a problem.
So the reason I'm asking the question, when we do these setbacks, there's no way you can park in the back. There's no way you can park on the side. That only leaves you in front of your property to park your vehicles, your boats, or the other side. So that you don't be parking in the county roads and the streets, which causes us problems. That's what I'm trying to ask.
I understand. And on the other side is my neighbor's property. So there won't be anybody parking up there. And it's all the way in the back of my lot, which is a fairly large lot. That part.
So you got plenty of parking in the front?
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole big front yard.
That's all I needed to know.
I didn't want to be an eyesore for my neighbors. And that's why, you know, I didn't put it out front where I got more room or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
While I have your attention, too, I'm a retired computer scientist and engineer. And in the past, in small communities like the one I just came from in Colorado, at 10,000 feet above sea level, and now I live at 12 feet, and I'm still trying to get used to the weather. I've done as a citizen volunteer on technical issues to the various commissions and representatives, and I'd be happy to help you folks if you need any assistance at all.
Glad to have you.
We'll get up with Mr. Paul. And we'll get your name, phone number, and all that, and they may give you a call.
All right.
Any more discussion? All right. We had a motion, Mr. Hatch, to approve. We had a second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
I'd like to add one thing I forgot. I'd like to also say thank you to Leon, specifically Mr. Willie. Helping me navigate through this as somebody came in and totally ignorant of everything. So they were very helpful to me. I couldn't have made it this far without them.
Thank you.
I'll second that one.
Motion to go back to the board.
We got a motion to go back to the board from Mr. Hatch and a second to go back Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Okay, resolution 2023-61, Thomas and Tracy Carver.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2023-62, Andrew Charles Disney.
Motion.
Good motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2023-65, Vincent and Karen Pacheco.
Motion.
I'm going to push Mr. Hatch, second Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Aye.
Not least, resolution 2023-66, Robert Colby.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye. Thank
y'all. Thank you. Right. Miss Carol West.
Know what was going on back on June 21, 2, 3 in that area. We heard lots of aircraft coming over Dickey County, and it was called the Air Race Classic. And there were 42 airplanes that left Grand Forks, North Dakota on June 20th. They were staffed by 101 pilots, and they were staffed to look out to be superb. Some aircraft had 3 pilots. We didn't really realize, I guess, the makeup of those pilots until they started arriving. Most of them had delays because of the weather. So we're going to show you a few highlights of the event. This has been going on for many, many years. Like I said, it started in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and it's a time race, okay? All female pilots, and interacting with the most was from 2 teams from Liberty University. And go to the next one. The chief pilot had to have 500 hours of flying time before they could actually enter the race. Each entry cost $10,000. Keep going. I don't know where these other kids are. So obviously the universities and colleges paid theirs, but the rest of them are all private pilots.
Mm.
Keep going. They actually aged 19 to 84.
Wow.
Yes. The girl that was from the Liberty University team had 700 hours before she started this race.
700 hours. He's 21 years old.
Mm. I had a grandchild. I'm trying to get through pilot school now. He doesn't actually have 200 after 4 years. But their mission is to obviously promote aviation, but promote women in aviation. This is not the right one, Scotty.
Really?
Yeah. It's supposed to be the very last thing on the belt drive, and then it goes to a folder, and then click on that folder.
That was the folder, ARC. This is it.
Anyway, just keep going then. but an advanced team came. Each state, each location had an advanced team. They came months and months ago. These are pictures that our resident, everyone knows Jeff Carey, that takes video and photography of events. He called the rainbow. There actually wound up being a double rainbow and then the lightning, but you can see the weather. So, yes, they were kind of prepared for the Southeast to have our typical summer thunderstorms, but that's not what happened, is it, Commissioner Hatch?
No.
They came and they stayed. A lot of them got held up in the stop that was immediately in front of us. That was Pell City, Alabama. And some of them didn't even get to leave from Arkansas. So we were kind of on hold, keep going, Scotty, until they started arriving. But these are all the ones that participated in a race, whether it was this year or a year prior. And they have a big banquet at the thing and give awards and all that. Like I said, 18 to 94, and they have to have a private pilot license and have flown at least 500 logged hours. These are the two girls from Liberty University. They actually had a third pilot with them. They had another team. And when they walked up, I was in charge of accommodations, making sure they all had a place to stay and could get there and all. And this girl, this other team says, oh, we just got an Airbnb in Old Town. I said, it's raining and it's 9:30 at night. You got to have something to eat. So graciously, some of our drivers like Commission Hatch, Dale Herring, Roy DeWeese, some other volunteers would take them through fast food. Of course, some of them, all, you know, they're used to a different way of living. They'd already contacted Hungry Howie's, had their pizza ready, and they were ready to go. They decided the next morning, though, they all wanted to be picked up. Now, they're all over. Okay, they're at the Putnam Lodge. It's completely full. They're at the Carriage Inn. They're at the Swanee Gables Motel. They're at the hangar at the airport. They're at an Airbnb at Old Town. They all want to be picked up at 6 o'clock. But it's thundering and lightning. I get up at 4 o'clock and I look, they're not going to want to be picked up at 6 o'clock. They had my number, but I didn't have all of their numbers. So I started trying to contact all of them and say, hey, you know, we can space this out. You don't really need to come to the airport at 6 o'clock and wait. But the girls that we picked up at the Airbnb, Andrew Rain from Nature Coast Insurance, and I met them and took them to breakfast at parties. And the biggest thing they were impressed about there was that we walked in, people called us by name, right? How'd they know you? I said, we live here. You're getting a taste of Dixie County. So without exception, every team said, we will never forget coming to Cross City, Dixie County, Florida. Clint Beach of the airport manager, if you don't know him, he must have got tied up and couldn't come. He and his staff did a fantastic job. They had the planes came in, they had a flyby and a team timed them. Then they got a piece of paper, get in line for fuel. They have to be fueled up as they came in. All part of the race rules. They had to be tied down, you know, they had to be checked out. People came in, they're tired, the girls are soaked, they're ready to get something to eat, find a place to crash. But we didn't realize they also all wanted to do laundry. Because they only have one more stop after Cross City, and that was Homestead, Florida. So in preparation for the event, that's the timers up here on the left. We got the TDC prepared a banner. Keep on going. And it can be used for other things later on. It has a fold down where we said, welcome racers to Dixie County. And they're like, we don't really know where we're coming, but we like this airport because it's unrestricted airspace and it's easy to get in and out. So the very first team that arrived actually radioed into the airport, to the FBO, from Foley. They said, we don't know, we're about 40 miles out, but we're going to have some kind of big meal. And Stan, the plane, says, oh, yeah, that's Foley, the paper mill. They said, well, oh, my gosh, we're going 210 knots. We had never been over 200 knots. Well, every minute, their adrenaline was still really going strong when they got to the ground. They're still saying to each other, can you believe we went 210 knots? We've never gone that fast. So they were excited. They all hung around. It seemed like they were eager to be here, eager to learn about the area. So the TDC also prepared canvas bags, and inside it they had all kinds of Dixie County literature from every entity saying what there is to do here. Come back on vacation one day, come back to this airport when you get your own plane, come back and fly with us. And I think it was very, very well received and well handled, even though we really didn't know exactly what we're doing, even though we've been told, right, Mark?
That's right.
So I want to thank all the volunteers that helped. They drove, they delivered girls, they picked them up, Titan Fuels that provided airport fuel, provided the food.
For the girls, we also supplemented, and some of them wanted to be taken to McDonald's the next day, and some of them wanted to go to Hardee's, some of them wanted to just wait till later, so we had plenty of water and food for them about to
coming back.
A lot of men hanging around a lot longer than expected because of the weather, but Barbie Hickenbotham, Commissioner Hatch, have already said, Terry Debbie Jimbo, the Dixie County Rotary Club, Roy and Debbie DeWeese, Kay McAllister and the teaching group, a guy named Jerry Hess, Karen Van Arnum, Andrew Raines, and Hugh Markham, and myself and my husband were volunteers that kind of just did whatever needed to be doing. Like I said, the advance team did the things like timing them. The airport staff, Clint and his staff, as you saw, they did the tie downs to make sure they got the fuel and got ready to go. Luckily, nobody had a mechanic. But here's the number that you see, and that is, what kind of economic impact does this have on this account? Anybody care to guess? Okay, now remember, the advance team's been coming for months now, right? Staying in the Putnam Lodge, two or three of them, having dinner, having breakfast, going to places, scouting out places, but bulk of it obviously happened during those 2 days, between the second and the third. Because they had to be at home to get started by 5 p.m. on the 23rd, they were out of the way.
Did everybody make it?
Yes, everybody made it. Most of them got around 1 or 2 o'clock. So as soon as the first person had the guts to leave, the rest of them started getting their plane to leave in that Friday morning. So does anybody have a guess? I didn't even
share
this with Commissioner Hatch. Yes?
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yes, it was. $35,481.
I can say every room in Dixie County was booked out. We sent some to Chiefland, so I know our fast food stuff should have been off the chain because I stopped there a dozen times, it seemed like. And somebody didn't get the memo about the lightning and the rain because I started picking them up at 5:30 that next morning.
Then some said, wait, can we come at 9:30? And we're like, okay, we'll try to find some drivers.
I would say it was pretty good.
It was a learning experience too, wasn't it?
Yes.
So thank you. I wanted you all to make sure you realize that it might have been out there and it might have been kind of out of sight, but there's a lot of people in Chief County that helped make it happen. And, of course, the staff at the Putnam Lodge, too. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carroll. Mr. Bailey.
I don't have a chance to be
here. That's good, huh? I can handle that
light
again.
Good, no, sleep. EOC expansion project, we met with Chief and his staff last week to discuss the final adequate site plan and the building plan. We're moving forward to sleeping on that. We need to get in those to the water management district for a water management permit probably in the next couple of weeks. Fire station was also on the agenda. Same discussion, a little bit ahead on that one. We're finalizing that, and that one will qualify for a 10-2 permit as far as stormwater goes, and we're going to submit that next week. And probably looking at going out to bid the end of August, 1st of September for that project there. So that'll be coming
soon.
On the Restore Act applications, we'll be submitting that first application for the Horseshoe Beach working waterfront. Those are due August the 12th, so we'll be submitting those that application for that date. The library roof repair, Subway, and flower shop are not interested in being part of the project, so they're out of it because we're only doing part of it. I mentioned it before, the warranty on that roof is limited because of that. Phil was trying to get a hold of, talk to a local mechanical contractor, get some information on that system. That has not been successful on our end. I've directed him today to move in a different direction and get that done. So I'll get that on, so we can get that out on the street to get those repairs done. We're still following the board's decision to move those units down on the ground. That will require some reducing of the system. And
Those buildings have a firewall between them? Typically, when you rent in different structures, they got like a concrete barrier wall.
Have a firewall between them.
Yeah. Is it a concrete wall?
I'd have to go look at that. I'm not sure about what that is.
No, sir.
Not?
No, sir. It is not a firewall.
Huh?
They just got a frame wall between them?
I guess what I was getting, a lot of the concrete, I was going to say that they're not wanting to participate in this roof. We could carry that firewall right straight on up.
Yep.
Cut it and out. Do ours. Then that would contain our roof, and then everything on the other side of that wall is theirs, you know, on the leak problems.
If you do the firewall, you're going to start from the floor all the way up.
I understand that, but I didn't know we didn't have one. I was just asking a question.
I think
that would alleviate some of our problems.
That development was built as one unit at one time, and it's
split.
Kind of unit that we've taken just a unit out of it. So
between the flower shop and library, I think there may be at least part of it concrete block wall, but between Subway and the library, there is not.
Well, you can do it with a frame. We just got to do fire-rated sheetrock. There's multiple layers of it, so it can be done.
But typically when they do that, they go right on up.
All the way to the roof.
Yep, right on up.
You have to go all the way and see what
else. And go through the roof.
You got fire costs and all that. We got along our walls, how we have access to all the walls between the both units. Or do we have a bookshelf that we have? There will be some disruption to the library as far as that goes.
Just notice the new building.
You know, we're laughing. Oh,
the only thing that's bothering me is we're going through all this and that water could be coming from one of the other sides running under that.
Yes. David. You took my place on the library board, right? Okay, why don't you start looking for some funding? Because there's funding out there for libraries. And right out there beside the health department, we got land there.
The thing at the state down yonder, they had a thing that they'd come and find where the leak was at.
You looked at that, yeah. So there's stuff out there that we got the property. The property right there by the health department right there across the road when you're turning on going to the old jail and prison.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of property out there. Do you remember the name of that?
We sent Dwayne and them around there to get the cards and all that stuff. You got a card and you give it to you give it to him? Give it to somebody.
For the governor?
For the roof, the company there that done the roofs, they would come in free of charge and do the survey and check and find out where the leaks was at and all that good stuff.
Anyway, I'll come up with it, but I'd like for us to really and truly do exactly what you're talking about. Your foot traffic a day is 350 to 400 people a day.
Have you applied for state funding in the past?
Probably. Ooh. If I had to guess. Mm-hmm. Broke as we are.
Have they, Miss Cindy?
Yes. That's the way the library got made. The reason that part of the building was purchased was through grant funding back in the mid-90s. I think probably about 98. I'm not sure. That's when the Three Rivers.
Has that been the extent of it?
Other than the state aid.
I haven't checked on that in a while. The last one we did one for Suwannee County. It's been 8 years ago now. But the state funded a brand new library for them in Dallas Park. And I think back then that building cost about $1.5 million, something like that, $1.2 million.
I'd like for us to start looking at them avenues myself.
Well, I think the citizens here deserve it.
And I do too.
I do too.
Traffic off the 19 people who don't live here, they come in and they are so impressed with what we have because it doesn't look like much from the outside, the strip mall. Mm-hmm. But when they come in, they are impressed.
We got the high school right across the street from that property also, so that would be a good playing card.
The high school kids, yes.
Do we have utilities out there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Water and sewer?
Yeah. I know water's there.
But it runs to school.
The school runs to the prison.
Yeah. Yeah. Right there close.
Okay.
Yep.
It doesn't have that one, does it?
Oh.
It comes across the...
What about that corner? Right there that we're leasing to?
Randy King?
Randy King.
Yeah, there. That's what I said. That piece of property is that where the old A&K nursery was at.
Is that little piece of property right there? Is that big enough? Enough land?
Oh, I hope. A&K nursery property.
Oh, that's right.
That's more of it.
I agree. Yep.
No, I put in some lift station because all the health department and all that stuff's on septic.
I thought the health department was. That's why I wasn't sure about the sewer fund.
We'll look and see what's available in the state library fund for this. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to be doing that because the legislative session will be early this year compared to what it was last year. Okay.
What buildings is left up there at the schoolhouse?
None that I don't think any that we could use for a
while. Oh, they was it. I thought the library didn't. We kept that. They kept that part. Where the library was at the school.
The maintenance part is there, sir.
All right, 95th and 97th Street. The environmental review has been completed. We submitted it to Dwayne. And I think Mr. Stevenson was the actual signature of the original application. Just in my absent at the time, so Mr. Stevenson will have to be signed with the doctor.
Okay.
So those will be submitted, and then that's the next hurdle to clear, mm-hmm. and then we start working on the detailed design after that. House Sherrod Road, we're near 60% plans completion on that. Should be finishing those up in short order. County Road 340, the contractor's finishing up the guardrail. They've been working on miscellaneous asphalt. Final seeding and grassing and those type of activities, and anticipated completion is about 30 days from the contractor. The last thing I have is Paul, I think John and them are working on a resiliency study for the county. I got Commissioner Hatch. There is money. The portal will open up, I think, in August or September. There is some resiliency money that will take a simple application that another opportunity, I don't know how successful it will be, for CLAW, so a funding source for that.
Fill out.
My recommendation would be to apply for it. But
yes.
Do it. I think we need, because of the cost of that, I think we need to reduce that and do it in the form of phases. There will be more money coming next year. There is a process to go through that next year. This year's process is going to be a lot simpler, but I think if we break that project up into about four phases, it might make it more palatable from a funding standpoint.
Sounds good to me.
On the House Chairs Road, on the water issues that we got into, do we have anything in there on to try to fix some of that? We dodged the bullet because a lot of that stuff was headed that way and didn't get there, thank God. But is there anything we can do to... Well, some of that was pretty wet down through there while we were working that road to try to...
A lot of that, what I remember, had to do with moving that water further toward the river down mm-hmm. there. A lot of that's going to be cleaning out those ditches and whatnot. They put it into the road project. We're gonna lose pro dollars. I mean, I do some, but it's gonna be limited. We can put a lot of it in there, but I have a feeling it's gonna bust the budget.
It's gonna kill it. But what I think Jody's trying is talking about is I know that one spot there used to be a culvert there, and I was trying to remember the name of that drain that come through there, and I can't remember. I've heard so many nicknames on drains since I've been on the Stormwater Task Force, but. I can show you where one needs to be, at least the culvert
put in
there,
yeah,
for future digging. Cause
we could take care of those kind of things.
Yeah.
What I remembered was the water got there and then...
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we need to do our due diligence. We're working the road now. We're going to pave it. We need to go ahead and put cross pipes in there. Even though we may not have the money to dig a ditch right now, but let's get the pipe in there. Next time around, we're not fighting that battle to try to get a pipe in there and...
Cutting up new ice.
Cut a ditch to get the water off the people in there. That's just in my mind.
It will take that road. It cuts right through there
About middle ways, about halfway down it.
I just want to caution.
It comes through Bear Pond through there.
I don't care about a culvert, what elevations you got on it. It'll go one way and it'll go the other. So
well, history has told us where the water crosses that road. Yeah. So I guarantee if you put a culvert right there, it's going to cross in that culvert.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't need to stop there. We need to at least stay with that task force and try to clean that ditch on out to get that water on.
Down to the river.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying that if we can get the culvert in the road now, let's do it instead of having to go back and cut the road to put one in.
We can get the cross culverts in now.
Save some money.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's all I have, unless y'all have something for me.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Locklear. Miss Cindy.
You want for Ruth Beck?
Stay on a summer program with kids, and every child that was there had such a good time. You know, we scheduled a little more, and I had to hold myself back from scheduling more, but we've already got plans for next summer. We already have programs scheduled for next summer. It was such a success. We have new people coming in almost every day. So the ladies in the county, they come to the library. And it amazes me the stories they tell us and how much they appreciate the services that they find here that they don't find in other libraries. I told y'all before that this is a team effort, and we could not do any of it without your support, and how much I appreciate your support, every one of you. I know y'all don't hear much about what we do, and I'm not good at patting myself on the back, but I have an excellent staff, and I can pat them on the back.
Right.
When somebody comes in, they're welcome. And I hope that every one of them feels like they've come home. And when they need, we do our best to fulfill and see that they have everything that they need. Even if it's a connection to the building hall. Yeah, they want to know which attorneys to recommend, or who the attorneys are. They want to know where the stores are, you know, the nearest facility that they need. If it's a medical facility, yes, they ask to, you know, where the doctors are. The best restroom. Well, do you like this? Well, I don't, but other people do. It changes every day. There's something new every day. And yes, they come in just to be prayed for.
Yeah.
And when they do, we're going to pray for
them. I've seen that today.
Yeah.
You do a wonderful job, Miss Cindy, and I thank you.
Yeah.
You're really a blessing for this county.
I appreciate that. We try. We won't get to feel at home. Because this is going to be home. And, you know, there are other things that we could do. You know, a couple of years ago, they wanted to start registering people to vote. We give them that opportunity. But I encourage them to come meet the supervisor, come meet Starlet, come meet her staff, get to know our elected officials, because that's important to me, to know who everyone is and what they stand for. And one that was in there today said this was the first time she's 50 years old and has never registered to vote. But now she realizes the importance, and she's going to have the opportunity to meet everybody and get to know them. And we've had families move in from Alaska. They don't like people.
I get along with
that. She doesn't like people. She's, you know, she's there in Alaska. They're in
remote areas here in the county, but they come into the library frequently. At least once a week, they're in there. They're bringing their kids in. They're coming in. They're utilizing the computers. And there was one in today. Discovered our wall of audio books. And we say her grandmother could use those because she's blind and she's really impaired. So she can't read. But she can listen. So it's not just checking out books or movies. But it's about who they find there. I had another lady tell me today that she's been praying for women that she could fellowship with. And she found it there today. And yes, that is important to me. So we try to do our best to make everybody else look good and get to know the kinds of people. The good people that we have in this county. And that's it. Do you have any questions for me? New buildings. And right now, our leak, that huge leak there near the fireplace, is not leaking. It's not leaking. So I really appreciate that.
I just want to thank you, Miss Cindy.
Yep.
You're awesome.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Freeman.
One of our favorite properties is the one behind the Methodist Church in our hometown.
Yeah.
DEP did call me this week. He went out to make another visit. He did say he was violating it, which we'll turn it over to the prosecution section. I mean, this part's taking a year. I don't know how that part's going to take, but it's not the people that are on the property. He has to go after, just like I do, the property owners who live in Jacksonville. So I don't know how long it's going to take. It's going to take a little while. Okay. You want to know about your campers?
No.
Okay.
What is the owners saying?
It's one of them's the aunt, one of them's the mother. They've been out to the property. They've been to my office. They know exactly what's going on, but they won't do anything about it.
They're probably elderly and can't.
He was also going out to do the Tick Road property that somebody filed a complaint with DEP, and I told him we already had the case on that. We were in the process of trying to get the property.
And I believe the same gentleman probably stopped by and spoke with me. I'm not
Might
certain. Well, I was out of the office. I texted him on the phone. as the world turns. But he said that they were working on that, and we're supposed to meet next week and see if we can't find some solutions on some other properties that we have some issues with that he's willing to work with us on. So we are working on some code enforcement issues, and you'll know which ones I'm talking about, that we have some issues with on some of the proceedings that we've got to go a little bit different route on. That we're supposed to be addressing that maybe this coming week, so maybe at the next board meeting we might have an update on that. But me and him's going to have to sit down and see if we can't get to the bottom of some of this. The Tick Road property, I was hoping I'd have y'all a date for the hearing, but the left, is it still in the process of waiting on a date from the powers that be in the court system? So we have got it submitted, waiting on a date.
I had a young lady call me on that property and told me that you told her that if she got three commissioners to say such and such, she didn't have to do nothing. And she already had two, and I said, I'm not doing that, no. That's what Miss Shannon told me to do, and I called Steve and said, hey, I don't know what's going on, but something ain't right.
Miss Shannon did not tell her that. She called me and said, can I work out any agreement with anyone? I said, that would have to go before the commissioners, and it would take a quorum. And then I had to explain quorum, which was three of the five. So somehow or another, between
Twisted.
All of that, that's the way that happened. But, yeah, no. She wanted to, let's make a deal.
That's what it sounded like.
This morning on the way to work, found a nice 1960-something mobile home
I was going to ask you about that.
Right beside the highway on 351 by the radar station. When I got with Paul, he got with the road department, and it's gone now. But that was one of them other kind that were trying to sneak into the county, you know, at night, go set it up somewhere.
Hmm. No, if they'd have come from somewhere, because they was dragging it headed that way.
Wherever it's going, it's gone now.
The wheels came out from underneath it. I don't know exactly where it come from, but I...
Yeah, there wasn't no wheels or nothing on it. It fell apart.
They're dragging it down a ditch. Because they locked it in four-wheel drive, drug it a little further, and then they give up.
That's all I got, unless y'all got anything.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Keep after it.
Keep after the church.
Mr. Chauncey.
Yep, good. How y'all doing today?
All right, sir.
Ben.
We know you've been overwhelmed with calls.
Ain't right now. Ain't calling now.
Yes, sir.
Deadly. Come up here tonight. I've been talking to a couple of commissioners and to discuss a few things. And I didn't get everything I wanted. Dwayne being out of town, we couldn't get on them reports that we do monthly. I have a tracking device that tracks them trucks to a T. It will tell you exactly how fast they're going, how much chemical they're putting out. It'll tell you anything you want to know about that Skeeter truck out there spraying. I hear it. But what I come to you about, Nana Thompson's calling, it's been around about 8 years doing this, all the way back to Joe Root. And ever since I've been here, that budget has been $48,000 a year. All these campers coming, I'm like, it's gotten increased. But what has increased, Joe Ruth was buying Malathion, or Fifenon, what they call it, for a little over $1,200 a barrel, which come out, back then it was about $52 a gallon. Right now, I am paying $81.20 a gallon for the Fifenon. The permethrin, the one that doesn't stink, that is an immediate killer, is $82.09 a gallon. The little water-soluble packets that we throw out in the water, one case, it's Vectamax. There's 800 little water-soluble packs in that thing. That is $1,576 for one case. One. I'm spraying right now, averaging one barrel of both chemicals and a case a week. State, federal government gives us that little money. It's $38,000. Never covered my chemicals. I go over every year. We were operate under a budget of, what, 80, 80, a little over 80,000 dollars. I kind of wanted to bring that to y'all's attention. Somewhere on the line, math ain't working. The math ain't working. And
the math ain't been working nowhere in the county.
No, sir, it happened.
I mean,
but point to it is that we battled this year, and we got a late start. Being on to another thing is my case. Get away from that state. Up the tax deed to $10, and that $38,000 for getting federal grants gone. We don't have to deal with that no more. We won't ever have this issue again. It's kind of my point. I done the math on that. We're more than covered the $38,000 we get in federal grant money. More than covered.
What all do you cut out, though, when you cut a lot of the red tape? And
you cut out everything. You cut out
the trapping side of it.
I go deal with the state. The only thing that the state will cover is, I'll use Mayo, for instance. Mayo don't use federal grant money. A bunch don't. Levy County does.
All right.
A lot of them do use the federal grant money. But what you do cut out, you know, we're still governed by the EPA. They're still going to come inspect our barns, and they're still going to have to justify our chemical use. But you cut out all that FDACs, and that FDACs is the one that's choking the fire out of us.
for $38,000 a year.
When you say, let me get my head around this too. When you say they're choking us, that if we don't have the complaints on 1303, which is etched in everybody's
brain,
1303, if we don't have them complaints, state thinks we have no problem, you ain't allowed to spray.
Correct. And now she's pushing that even further. Now, which I just told, she called yesterday afternoon, wants us to trap. I built the traps. I explained it to her. Well, we need to trap it. Well, I don't have time to trap. I know I took a pole and...
We've got a bunch in the freezer right now.
In the freezer.
You got them in the freezer? Well, I told her to check with Dwayne. I didn't know he was out of town at the time. But nowhere in that class I went to in February, and all five of them big shots that's way above that FDAX told me that I had to trap. Nobody. The landing rate count is justifiable to spray. And me and this lady is arguing about it. But it's hard to argue with them because we get that $38,000 a year grant money.
They hold the book.
So they hold that right over my head. Do away with it. We ain't got to get it. And this director's thing that everybody keeps talking about, like Joe Ruth had, he was a director. Mm-hmm. I can tell you what it is. It's a stamp on the license that I have. I have two licenses, called a core exam and a public health applicator's license. I have two. They put a stamp on it. That's that $38,000 a year. That's what your director does.
So if we do away with it.
Don't stop us from buying the chemicals. It don't stop us from spraying mosquitoes. It stops that $38,000 a year.
I gotcha.
That's why I was saying tonight, you know, I called and I just got to wrapping my head around a lot of these things, and I sit with Barbie and them in them budget meetings, and I look at that budget and I go, I know what I'm spending, I know what I spent last year in all them chemicals, and I was like, that $38,000 wasn't no.
What the numbers we need that I need is on that $38,000. What is it costing us to get that $38,000?
Correct.
Yeah. Is it costing the county more to get $38,000 and all the stuff that y'all having to do, then it's a no-brainer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what's it costing us,
right,
the people in the county to get that grant money? And sometimes that grant money ain't as great what people think. Right. At the end of the day, you spend more getting it than what you get out of it. So.
Well, and Matt, I battle this with FDAX, Matt over here in Chiefland. He's a road sprayer. That's all they're going to spray. If you call in a complaint to Levy County, he brings a trap and he sets trap. He goes and collects it in the morning. If he has excess of 800 skaters in the trap, he comes and sprays you. Then he takes back the trap, sets it again, and collects it again and counts it. You're cured. You don't get a spray again until the next. And we spray. We spray. I know social media don't say we spray, but we spray.
Oh, I know you spray.
I've seen you.
Pumping chemicals left and right around here. FDAX, we can do away with all that argument. Because she's on my butt about the amount of chemicals we're using per road. How many miles of road we had in there. And I don't fuss. And so I don't let the guys talk on them radios, talking about whose yard or whatever they're going in. So we have that FDAX to deal with. And they are getting worse and worse.
I'd like for us to look at the $10 versus the $5. So that's basically where we're at right now. Everybody pays $5. I'd like for us to look at the $10.
Yeah.
And I'm like Jody on the grant stuff. I think that sometimes if we're spending to get $38,000, we're spending 70% of it in classrooms and doing stuff that they require.
Correct.
I mean, your $38,000 is down to $13.
Correct. Them two courses that we had to go to, me and Miss Martha sat there once, $600 and something, and I'm pretty sure the other one wasn't too far behind it.
Yeah, that's $1,300.
Not only you got that $600, you got the loss of your attendance in the county while you was in that class.
Right.
Exactly.
2 weeks in that class.
You got to factor all that in.
Record keeping that they require for grant money.
That's
time and
cost out
of
you
as well.
Right.
And by the way, I'll
pray
around my place.
But,
let's
pass because everybody around here be giving them $100 to pray on their place. But what I'd really like to do myself is you and I have talked about this, is somehow or another, your detailed information that we see and that you see,
right.
I'd like somehow or another get this where the public can view this also.
Yes. And that's what I wanted to do tonight, because Dwayne can go back into the system and pull up, and it's really neat to see these maps, and it'll tell you right down from miles to acres to ounces,
right.
Chemicals or gallons. I can look in my computer in my truck, and since I started, it's around 8 years, I've sprayed over 53,000 gallons or 50-something of chemicals in this county. And the chemicals are becoming a mess every day because, you know, they're fighting. There's just absolutely nothing in this world which they're just never going to be able to do that.
One other factor I think y'all need to get out, because a lot of the public isn't aware, there's certain areas y'all can't spray because of the bees.
Correct.
In that indigenous area, and the homeowners is calling wanting you to spray, but you can't spray because of the bee farmers.
Yep. Well, and then me and you just had this, because you had that complaint, and I did call the state bee over in Gainesville. Somebody has a little garden at their house and goes and gets them a hive of bees, I'm not responsible for it. You cannot sue the county. You just out of luck. What they did say is they will come collect them. If you remove the bees that are dead before they get there, you out. They will come and collect them. She will always do that. If you get bees, what I would recommend is put them at the back of your property. That spray is not going to kill your bees. If you got them out by the road and they're moving, I'm going to gas it to them. They're going to die. But I cannot justify not spraying you, skipping you, and spraying the neighbor next to you. I want to pay taxes just the same as you with the bees.
Exactly.
Put your bees as far away from that road as you can. That spray truck, it'll travel about 300 feet each side of that truck, depending on the rain. Last 2 nights has been perfect. It just floats out. But if it's windy, it's going to carry one away. If I know you got bees, I'll do my best. But I also got the next neighbor that's about to kill me because he's getting eat up.
Yep. Couple of bee businesses that we try to dodge because they are actually a business and got semi-trailer loads of bees.
Yeah. If he stays certified now, he's on the bee list. I have his list of state certified. And I ain't going to try to kill nobody's bees, but if you got to let me know. And then, like I said, move them to the back of the property. Move them as far away. Jamie's got some out there by the fence.
I got one up by the fence, and the neighbor is giving me the blues.
And I gassed him here a while back. I didn't know. I got him around that curve, and I said, no, it's too late now.
Hammer on.
Keep on trucking.
The neighbor was happy.
Scotty, is there something like on the BOC website that we could add a link for mosquito control where we
as
could
long
put
as
some
the data is accessible through a website, and that's the only thing because I know now it's on the web. There has to be a way for that to be live, to be accessible by the website, and then it's going to cost money for us to put plugins and whatever the extensions is needed for that to work in a website environment.
Can you take a look at it, you and Wayne, and see? Because I'd love, because he's got some really, really good information, and I'd love for the general public to honestly have the opportunity.
That's the only thing is getting it in a live feed into the system can feed.
Right.
Right now, I don't think it's live.
It's live in his truck, but I don't know how.
Yeah.
But even if there was some kind of way to take the data that out of his truck, and you download it the next day, or blah, 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 blah. Every 3 days you updating that or something like that. I mean, there's got to be something out there to get this information to the public.
Yes, somewhere so, where you could. ADAPCO has a system. I know I've discussed with Wayne and or Dwayne and he shakes his head. that you can install, like say at the county manager.
Yep.
And at night, right before we headed that barn and we shut that machine down, we ride by there and stop and we can hit a certain button and it'll download everything from the truck into there. We don't have to do all this SD card.
Mm-hmm. You can do that at the county yard right now.
Can you?
Yard, and as long as it sticks to Wi-Fi and
right.
But
hmm.
We just gotta get all the stuff in place so that happens.
Right. We all work on that if
y'all
will.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job. I got one more question before you leave. I'm trying to figure this out. On Levy County, you said they got mosquitoes, they go set a trap. Mm-hmm. They got so many mosquitoes, then they spray. Then they go back and set another trap and see how many they killed. Does that give them more money from that, or it just dictates when they can spray next?
No, and
or gives them the right to spray.
It gives them the right to spray. He don't use the landing rate count, Matt. Don't use it. He justifies his spraying with the trap, and with the four trucks they got, they couldn't spray there in Levy County.
Mm-mm.
From here to English and
Millersville,
ain't no way he could spray that. Gulf Hammock alone would keep his four trucks hammered. But you know, so he's got a good system there. But what I'm saying is we kind of spoiled here in Dixie County, whether we think it or not. We are spoiled. You call us. It may take us a day or two, but we hammered. But we coming. We keep them down. And I know down in your area, it's Minko Acre. In fact, my county phone, the battery's gone. It says battery junk. I looked at it today, and it's cashed in. But Mingo...
Heater took it out, what he done down
there. Yeah. I heard a while back. I couldn't put a truck in there. It was after that heavy rain. I spent my not putting the truck in there. We did that 2 years ago.
And not the trucks.
We still fixing trucks. But, yeah, he does. He sprays that way. Columbia. Shelly over at Columbia, they spray. They kind of like us. They big old county. They hammer. Taylor, you ain't getting much out of them. Get you some mold.
Yep. A lot of the other counties just do call-in spray, right?
It is. Columbia, us. We're unique. Columbia, us. That fella that me and Billy Mint out there in Santa Rosa. They're like us. They hammer pretty hard, but they got like 10 trucks.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we put it to them, and I said, you got to over there. They got bad here in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a grip on them.
Yep, y'all did a good job, Wayne.
Yep.
Anything else?
I appreciate y'all.
Yep.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Get out of here and go spray some skeeters.
Yeah, go spray.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all
see
y'all. I'm going to work.
All right.
Yeah, hit my road, Dwayne.
Mr. Johnson, he's not here, is he? Nope. Mr. Wright, he's not here. Mr. Brown.
Speed this up. I'll try to be real quick. Probably our budget is over the last month, but I was going to leave and I didn't get to give it to you. We are on track this month. This week we caused the 79,491, brings our total for the year to 972,857. We are well on track to meet budget this year. I would like the board to keep in mind this is Miss Lisa's first year fully being in charge of the collection. She's doing a very good job. She's still having some hiccups and finding things she wants to do different, but last year we did raise our collections up by $400,000. Mm-hmm. So not only has she met what we collected last year already, but she's moving along. So just wanted to make sure everybody was aware of that. We are well on track to make budget this year for our collections. A couple of other things that I have. I received a phone call today from Swan River Water Management. They Florida where yet our side of the office did get approved today by permit from Fort Mac, so they've got that with the runoff. So that cell tower for Verizon should be coming on very quickly. I don't think it'll take them long to put the tower in, and that is set to help take care of the city. But that's, I don't know what else is there for them to do. They already have the drainage barrier up for their right of way coming into our property back to the tower site. They have the site barriered off, and they get approval so that they can do the clearing and start the rock and foundations and the generator pad and the tower up. So we should start seeing things moving there hopefully very quickly. Only other thing I have, gentlemen, is the tanker that we were approved for through appropriations. We've been working on that. I had quotes for trucks that would be here 2 years from now. Our trucks now are 3 to 5 years out, 3 to 4 years out on a bill once you order one. It doesn't matter. They're 2 or 4 years. We tried to find a stock unit so we could get it quicker. He assured us we could have it by next October. It met the criteria that we wanted. We were prepared to move forward with that. I was a little irritated that it was going to cost us another $100,000, so I checked with some other companies. Even though the owner of this company that we usually deal with does have a home in St. Hatchie, I still called some other companies. And I let my vendor know that we called with the companies and that they had some tankers that were probably going to be available. And that afternoon, he showed up with one back at the original price. We started talking to the state to make sure we were okay as quick as this is moving, since we were just approved. They assured us everything was good. We found out during that process that something nobody in the state has realized, and we actually sat with the director of the state fire marshal's office this week at the fire chief's conference about this with folks that have received appropriations for equipment. You have a 1 year timeline. So everybody in the state of Florida that has been appropriated equipment this year for apparatus likely will not get it. No. The money will have to go back to the state. There's no way around it, she said. Right now they're working on it. But in the meantime, we had found that truck. I stayed up till 11 o'clock that night with my vendor, and at 7 o'clock the next morning, Mr. Cannon and I was on the phone with the state, made sure everything was approved, and we found to secure that truck, and we will have it by October or November of this year. So that was just the Lord looking out for us there. But that truck, it meets the price range we were at. It meets all the criteria that we had. The state has guaranteed us that everything is good with that, so once we actually sign and buy, then the contract will come from the state and they'll reimburse us the money.
Good deal.
So that was kind of a short notice thing, and it happened, and thank the Lord that it did. So we will be getting that one truck that we were looking for. And today, the owner of the company stopped by on this way to pick scallops up and said, thank you for buying a truck from you. So we'll have to get that. But hopefully, we'll get it in just a few months. It looks like a year and a half from now. So,
good deal.
Nice job.
Yep.
Thank you. And that's really all I have. We had a good week at the conference this week. I learned a lot of things. Got to sit with the director and different people and meet and talk. Chief Garner and I'll be out of town next week for the Emergency Management Conference. But we'll be making sure everything happens. So if anybody has anything, Nick?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott.
I don't have anything.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Scott. Miss Gail is not here. Holly's not here. Miss Angie? She's not here. Mr. Paul.
So Mr. Cannon is on vacation this week with his family. So in typical fashion, when he's absent, we have a very short amount of report of 24 hours. How that works with his phone, but if you want to follow up, so the third year manager report, we get started on the action items. So number one, we request board approval to execute the amendment number one for the ARPA County Road 351 canal system project phase one contract with Blue Rock. It's to increase the contract price of $238,250 by $10,500 for a total of $248,750. That's up to 30 hours of work utilizing the long reach excavator at $350 per hour. That's based on the Stormwater Task Force recommendation. And that's because they were right at the very end of that project when they reached the contract amount. So They wanted to increase that by the 10 or the 30 hours so they could finish out and
finish
have
it
the
up.
Project.
Motion.
Do I have a motion, Mr. Hatch?
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. Number two, request board approval of addendum number one, time extension with Anderson Columbia contract on the road project for Northeast 367th Avenue and Northeast 364th. That's locally known as Palm Drive. We would like to have that time extension from August 1st deadline to October 30th due to a material shortage, and that's a 90-day extension.
Close.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen?
Second.
Mr. Wood, all in favor?
Aye.
Number three, request board approval to execute the Sheriff's Law Enforcement Salary Assistance Grant in the amount of $609,634.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch, all in favor?
Aye.
Number four, request board approval to execute Amendment Number One Scope Modification for the PTGA FDOT Drainage Improvement Planning Review of the airfield across the airport to add permitting to the scope of work.
Motion.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Number five, request board approval to draft a letter of request to present to Resolute asking them for assistance of the County Road 351 canal cleaned out portion on their property, and this is based off of Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
Motion.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Number six is to request board approval to appoint Mike Cassidy as a Stormwater Task Force member, replacing Keith Lee, and that's based off of Stormwater Task Force recommendation.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. Number all in favor?
Number seven is to request board approval to appoint Ryan Parker as a Stormwater Task Force member, replacing Jimmy Futch based off of Stormwater Task Force.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Number eight is to request board approval to purchase a John Deere 5095N utility tractor, a John Deere SC12E bat wing rotary cutter, and a John Deere 8-foot full-top drive rotary cutter in the amount of $97,324.58, and this cost is based off of state contract pricing, and it was in the budget under machinery and equipment for the road department.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Number nine is to request board approval to execute the mosquito control interlocal agreement between Dixie County and the town of Horseshoe Beach.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Second. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 10 is to request approval to proceed with a line of credit with Ameris Bank. We received three proposals, and Ameris Bank offered the lowest rate, and this is bank terms. The rate will be calculated using the 30-day SOFR, which is the Secured Overnight Financing Rate Index, plus a margin of 2.36 for a taxable rate of 7.50, but we do qualify for bank-qualified tax exempt, which will give us an anticipated rate of 5.85.
What's this on?
I'm sorry?
What's this on?
This is for a line of credit to be able to pay for these grants and costs that we have, because it's just cash flow. It's like this week alone we processed a little over $1.5 million for bills through finance, so that cuts into...
And they was the low capital city, all of them presented,
and
they were...
We had three different proposals, and Ameris was the gave us the low credit.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. Any more discussion? All in favor?
All in favor.
Generally, when you're dealing with the government, that money that we're borrowing, they don't have to pay tax on. They give a little better rate because they don't have to pay the tax.
And that's why Mayor's work was lowest. We wanted to provide those
bank qualified taxes. Just remember this. 349 design bill we talked about, we also got in there to where we don't have to eat that. We send that bill straight to them now. They pay it, so it don't come nothing out of
general.
Out of general or line of credit.
And we ain't got to wait on it.
Right.
Well, I just know in Silla we do the same thing, basically, on some of the stuff, and we're at 2%.
I'm just wondering why they...
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Okay, moving on to your number 11, we're just to get into some trim requirements. So we request board approval to set the tentative budget hearing for September 7th, 2023 at 5 p.m. here in the board meeting.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion?
Ms. Brenda, that takes care of everything.
Oh, yeah, we've got mine.
Okay, but we're good there with that? Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. So with us setting that meeting on September the 7th, we're going to request board approval to move the regular scheduled board meeting on September the 7th, which is scheduled for 10 o'clock. We're asking board approval to move that to 5:30 on the same date so we can have those meetings together instead of having one
morning.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Okay. Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Number 13, we request board approval to set the final budget hearing for September the 18th, 2023 at 5 p.m. here in the board meeting.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
And without approval, now number 14, we request board approval to move the regularly scheduled board meeting scheduled for September the 21st at 6 p.m. We are requesting approval to move it to September the 18th. At 5:30 p.m. here in the boardroom, so we can have those meetings in conjunction.
Motion. A motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So the next three items were you guys were giving the administrative example sheets there. And what we have to do is we have to set the proposed millage rates. And just keep in mind that once we set those, we can always go down as a tentative and the final budget hearing, but once we set the proposed, we can never go up to increase that. So what we're asking is, we're asking for board approval to set the proposed general fund millage rate at 10 mils.
What is it at now?
Right now it's at 9.8.
Yeah, 9.8. But we want to make sure that if we go at 9.8, to say if we ask y'all to approve 9.8 tonight, and some of the state revenues didn't come in as,
we can't go up.
Low, then we're going to be in a mess because we can't go back up. But looking at everything, you know, just working through the process, we can go back down, and that's what we have to do is at least go to that 9.8. I mean, we would love to go lower, but that's hopefully our goal is to go back down to that 9.8. When we adopt our tentative budget, but we just
want to
make sure we have a little
wiggle
room.
From 7 to 10, it dropped down once the revenues come in. We're going to be able to do that, but if you set it,
lower, can't up it later.
You
can always lower it. You can set it high tonight, lower it later. But you can't set it lower tonight and go back. Once you set it tonight, you can go lower.
So the request is to approve the proposed general fund
military attendance.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Number 16 is to request board approval to set the proposed recreation / library millage rate at 0.5 mil.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Number 17 is request board approval to set the proposed EMS millage rate at 3.2 mil.
Motion.
A motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye. Everybody jumped on that one, huh? Everybody quiet.
Number 18 is to request board approval to execute the ship down payment assistance / closing costs for John Rogers in the amount of $20,000.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Okay. Number 19 is to request board approval for the Anti-Drug Coalition to place signs and flags around the courthouse during the week of August 27th through the 31st of 2023 as part of Overdose Awareness Week and to hold an event on the courthouse steps August the 31st, 2023 from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
Motion.
You got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Number 20 is to request board approval to execute scrap metal services agreement between WC Mills and Dixon County.
Motion.
Got a motion.
And Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I only have one informational item, and that is to inform the board that there will be a local government cybersecurity grant event held here at the board meeting room with the Florida Lieutenant Governor Nunez on Tuesday, July 25th at 2 p.m., and what that entails is she was a real big proponent of the cybersecurity grant funding that has been pushed out to the community. We were the recipients of some of that, and she's just going to come around holding events to talk about that. So all of you guys are invited to come out Tuesday at 2 p.m. here for an event with the Lieutenant Governor.
Represent us well, son.
I'm going to do my best. On the contract on scrap metal, has it got under a timeline on how often it's got to be picked up? Or?
Yes, sir. It's spelled out in the contract, and if you don't have a copy of it, I'll be glad to provide you with it. It's specified in there, and it also states that.
I have a copy here. It's not an executed copy, but you're welcome to look at it.
Is that it, Mr. Paul?
That's it, sir.
Mm. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Paul.
Any questions?
No.
Miss Chana, your turn.
Want to bring up an issue. We have an ordinance that we talked about with the 20 and sewage. And, of course, Mr. Hatch can probably speak to the fact also. My understanding that the board, the 20 Water and Sewage Board, did review this. They're in agreement with us processing it forward. What I would like to do is have board permission to advertise this because, of course, we are repealing and replacing the previous ordinance, which basically all this is a combination or, you know, compilation, I guess would be a better word, of all of the ones that we've had with the amendments and everything. There's no major changes to it that hasn't been voted on, one at a time as it's progressed through. This went back over, just so y'all know, the original agreement was superseded by 9404, and then we had amendments 9410, 9411, 9502, 9508, 0209, 0211, 0302 and 1201 that have all amended the original since then. So it's gotten muddy. That's what we talked about a while back when we did the repeal and replace. So we have done that. It has been put forward. This is 16 pages long. So that being said, it has to be advertised. So it can't give you a rough idea of how much it's going to cost to advertise it, but we do need to do that and actually bring it back and have it read in its entirety at the next meeting, and then the following meeting we can read it just by title. So you know, bring you a nap equipment, I guess, to the next one. It's going to be a long time listening to statements.
I think I've heard that a dozen times because I attend all this one and sure meeting, and they, between Chana and Rhett, and thank you for your work on our side of it, because there was a heck of confusion who's doing what to start out with, and I think you wound up doing more than what was anticipated, but motion to advertise this as soon as possible to where we can get the first reading first of next month and the second reading, because I have a board member waiting in the wings. They're sitting there with four board members now, but we did change that quorum to three, so they're okay, but if we can get this done, we need to get this done to get their fifth member back on there.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll take care of that. Get that done. I believe that is all I have for y'all tonight. I did give y'all a little bit of a brief update on where we were at in some of our code enforcement. So if there's any questions on that, I'd be happy to address those with y'all.
I have something. DocuSign, have we worked on any of that?
Dwayne was checking into it, I think. I'm not sure exactly where we were at on that because, of course, he's been gone, so I had not thought to ask him before he took off.
We looked at it right after the board meeting, so we're going to be purchasing it here soon because he went on vacation. We followed up with it, but we did look at it.
Okay. Then I had a monument request to do.
We did check on that. The monument is fine. We have some benches there, as you know.
Right.
And there, I'll get this probably wrong. Hopefully I'll get it right. The way I understand it, they are within the right-of-way, but not within the safety zone of the right-of-way. So as long as we set this monument back at least as far as those benches, we should have no issue. So they need to be,
right.
That can't stick out any further into the roadway or the right-of-way, I shouldn't say roadway, right-of-way, than those benches, and we will be fine.
Okay, so what do we need to do in order to proceed with this?
We can move forward with that. That's no problem other than just a normal procedure for placing, like, the benches and everything else.
Okay, do we have to vote to approve this or not?
Yes, I would say go ahead and vote to approve the placement of that monument.
Motion to close the monument on 349 going into 20.
Motion.
A motion Mr. Hatch and a second Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Thank you, Channel.
Got it, Ms. Chana?
That's all I got.
I've got something for you.
Okay.
I don't know how we need to handle it or what we need to do, but I have been approached by one convenience store person multiple times on putting in those gambling
things. Yeah, the one-armed bandits.
I keep telling them that the board voted not to have those in the county. We have an ordinance just not being enforced. Well, I'm at the point that if we're not going to enforce this, then we need to rescind it or something, because you got two cafes operating, one at the old pawn shop, one at the other thing. And a lot of the Jiffy stores now has got them in there, and I just feel bad. The man keeps asking me, and everybody else is getting them, and I'm saying, well, legally they ain't supposed to have them. But I'm not the law enforcement, but we make the law, but ain't we supposed to follow through and say, hey, you need to go?
That comes back to our enforcement.
I don't know what we need to do.
Right, and that's going to be an enforcement issue, and that's, as you
if
know.
If they're not going to enforce it, I mean.
What state is it is over that?
Well, that one I have to check on. I'm not sure if that would fall under the gambling, you know, but I don't think it does because of the way it is. But I think because it's our ordinance, it's going to fall back under code enforcement, which Steve's going to love that.
Now, Steve's in the law.
Well, and that's, I mean, but we can't arrest
it. If it's something Darby can't enforce, then we need to remove it, in my opinion.
Well,
I mean,
and that's the same thing.
If everybody else can do it. The other one should be able to do it, too.
I agree.
Well, the sheriff, again, he's got the ability to enforce it, too. But, and I haven't looked at that ordinance to see how it's set up, if it's got, whether it said we.
All I remember is it comes through, and I think WC made the motion. Jamie seconded it, and it passed. Not that one.
Okay. I will pull that up. And I'll
I went and told Miss Wanda, and she pulled all of them out of that one place and then sold the bar. And then the guy at Penner's, he's asked me, I don't know how many times, and I keep telling him, well, you ain't supposed to have, but he's in the city, so I guess we could go talk to John. I can think about that. I'll get him off of me.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
But I will check on that, Commissioner, and get back
but,
to
you. But, I mean, that ain't helping the other places.
Oh, no, I agree. And it's just like the cafes. They went through and they shut them down when they get a cafe group going. And that falls back under, I think, it firearms, alcohol, and tobacco bunch, but don't quote me on that exactly, because gambling and alcohol and tobacco usually run together, but, again, I ain't an expert.
I know I've done a little research, like, in some areas, I think Columbia County, they'll only allow so many of the cafes, and they have to pay the county, like, $100,000 a year per cafe. To have those open. Yeah. So them folks is making money.
Oh, yeah. And it may be.
Yeah.
So if we're going to have them, we need to put a moratorium or something on it so we can get some revenue off that to help fund this county. Is where I'm
I'll definitely. I'll reach out to them and check on it and have you a report on that.
In your daddy's district, not district 5.
Hey, no, we want it down there.
No, we don't.
If we can get enough money to put an ambulance station and a fire truck down there for you, you don't want one?
All we have right now are the meth heads.
We got a station, boss. We don't need it.
Meth heads can't afford to go in them places because they spending some money in there.
They stay in there on.
Huh?
They stay in there on.
$650,000, I'll put them there. All I need to
see. That's all I'm saying. If we can get enough money off of it to put that ambulance station, fire station you need down there, you got to look at it.
Yep.
At every avenue. Sometimes the bad, take the bad and look at it. You can make some good out of it.
We have an election coming up, so verify
you
need
to
work.
Yep.
I just want to be fair across the board. I mean, I bet some people know, and they're getting them.
I think that's
all I have.
All right. Miss Hickenbottom.
Barbie regrets that she couldn't be here, but she's under the weather. I think Miss Brenda has
got
something that
yep.
she needs to say.
You also have a kind of like a winding down for the end of the year. Our, if you look at Fund 107 with our library, we had some extra money come in. We're about to go closing in there. It's not set up for the budget, and then it's like we're like really over. They're at like 112%, but we're really not. So we can book in our system, but the budget amendment part hasn't come yet. So that was our take that a lot of actually spent a lot more money than what we had anticipated, which was a great thing. Transportation looks a little off just because we didn't have so much money out right now on grants, and we're waiting on reimbursements, and Ms. Martha is working hard on that, so awesome there. EMS, we don't have June. Mr. Darren gave you that report a little bit ago, but we don't have that in finance yet. We just got that mark today on our end, so everything else looks pretty much okay. Nothing's going on. We're working really hard on the budget right now. I think we're at, 50 hours in right now.
With
5 different people. But we're working hard, and so thank you guys for checking us out. Thank you.
Thank
you. Mr. Chairman, yeah. I'd like to ask that the board will be working on the trim process. If you look in your packet, there's some information regarding that. You'll also be moving into your value adjustment board, so you need to be thinking about membership.
Tell me when you're ready. I'm going to make a motion. There will nobody beat me to the draw.
Not, but you be thinking of preparing, because we're going to be
ready.
Value adjustment board.
Who's going to be on it?
Right.
You gonna volunteer, are you?
No. I'm gonna be the first one with a motion for somebody.
Well, I've been on it, so it don't matter. I'm probably gonna get it anyway, so it'll be all right. It's gotta be done. All right. Anybody else? All right. Commissioner items, Mr. Wood.
I don't got anything. Impressed with our road department again last week. They've done several things for me and done it in a hurry.
Yeah.
Appreciate them. Good folks. That's it.
Mr. Hatch?
Yeah, the only thing I have is Horseshoe's got an event coming up, a festival. It's going to be October 21st. I can't remember the name of it, but they had asked if we'd place a 20-yarder down there in a central location for the festival, for the weekend. I don't see a problem with it. Yes.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Mr. Hatch.
Yeah.
All in favor.
What was the date, sir?
October 21st, which falls going to be the day of the festival. So give me just a second. I'll tell you the date. And for some reason, I felt like it's going to pass, so I went ahead and told Tim about it.
Okay.
He got it wrote down on the
19th.
Yep. Go ahead.
The 19th.
Tentative budget hearing for September 7th and the final budget meeting for September 18th. We got to have all of you here. So
7th and the 18th.
It's pretty critical this time. Two of those do kind of fall, I think, in a 4-1 vote. Mm-hmm. But so it's imperative that we all here. So no vacations.
Too late.
like,
you too late?
Got to reschedule.
Went on vacation. Huh? Mine's in December.
Oh, it's in 20 hours.
I said, my vacation is in December. You're good.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Kate. Super, super important.
Yeah. Mr. Osteen?
Yes, I have a couple of things. Mr. Paul,
yes, sir.
Would you see if you could work on trying to get some striping done on the Gina Highway? I've had a lot of concerns about our citizens not being able to see at night. And with the bright lights, these new headlights, you can't see the lines. A lot of older people's having a lot of trouble driving down that highway. And I'd hate for one of them to run off in that ditch and get killed. So if we can
reach out to the company that does the painting and striping for us and get some quotes, and I can bring it back to you guys and give you that information. We can either look and see about funding or try to get it possibly budgeted for the upcoming budget.
Thank you, sir.
Look at some quotes on that, sir.
And a second thing, I've been visiting down at D-Track movie night, and it's going over real well. I think there was over 40-something citizens down there watching Pirates of the Caribbean, concession stand, everything's going real nice there. And they're going to have it again, you know, Saturday nights at 8, 9 o'clock start for all the kids there. So if you have any grandchildren, children, bring them. Because the kids really enjoyed it. Good thing, and have people working hard to make it work. And hopefully we can get the pickleball court done pretty soon.
They actually started on that this afternoon, sir. Mm-hmm. And they did finish up the pickleball courts in Swanee yesterday, I believe, or either today. Yeah. Yeah. Completed. Gina has started.
I haven't been down there yet today. I've been at work, so
they started.
I was going to swing in there and check it.
What did they do across the center of the pickleball court? They're supposed to put some chain link fence across there. Did they do that or not?
I'm not sure if that was completed yet or not. I think they just wanted to use a netting there, not an actual fence. But I can get with Mr. Nate and find out what his...
Need a chain link. Yeah, he's got a good fence that would go across there, like a 4-foot fence, something like that. And then they were supposed to do some wind break sound barriers around the tall chain link also. Yes.
And whenever you get everything for the haunted Halloween, okay?
That should be coming for board approval at the next meeting, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Is that it?
Sarah, be sure you bring your kids down there.
You bring your kids down there. Yeah.
They weren't bad at all. I mean,
I'll send you.
There was some sand dance now, but that's the things you have there. Sand dance. But that's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Stevenson?
I got a couple things. I don't think the red department always been doing some changes to Garante Springs. We cleaned up a little side of that. We're going to try to move the primitive camping over there. Try to do some rearranging out there to get it more uniform, and I want to go to a system where that they can pre-rent those places or pre-book them or whatever. I mean, we got them first come, first serve, but if somebody's got a vacation, what are they going to do? They're going to sit out there at the gate and wait? I mean, it's kind of hard to work that. And then, but I want to go to try to do some type of pre-booking and get them numbered and get the tents in a certain place so you're not on top of the campers.
That is a lot.
And they've cleared it, and we're working on it, and it's looking good so far. The other thing, 351U, some of those trees had got so bad you almost had to pull in the highway off the dirt roads to be able to see. Mm-hmm. And they jumped right on it and got up there and got those knocked back. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I hadn't talked to them about, but it's mine and Daniel's road, Purvis, when it rains and those low spots, that water's holding.
Yeah.
We need to get a grader in there and cut those shoulders down so that water will get off the highway. And the other thing is for the citizens, on these RVs, y'all jump on the RVs every time they come around. They're getting bashed for all the derelict illegal RVs that's in this county. Most of the ones that's putting in RVs are putting in nice ones. They're putting in nice places. But they're getting stigmatized by all the stuff that is illegal. And I keep saying that every time it comes up, and they're talking about it, if you'll go and drive around the ones that's looking at all this stuff and get the addresses of these ones that you got problems with,
you'll find out they're illegal.
They are all illegal. And the people that's trying to do it right is getting punished for what somebody else is doing.
No, Jody. No. We live in a residential area. We have homes. We have people that have paid a lot of money for their homes.
I'm not saying they can have RVs forever, ma'am.
We don't want a fifth wheel. We don't want an RV. We don't want it at all. They want to build a house? Build a house. We don't, even temporary, we don't want an RV.
Okay, well, let me lay something out there for you. And this is just jokes. A lot of people have bought land here. They intend to retire and move here. But in the meantime, when they get off on vacation, they want to come here and go fishing. They want to go to the coast, go scalloping. They want to go to the Mowry Swamp and go hunting. And they'd like to have a place here to stay on their property that they own while they do the recreational stuff and then go back to where they live. But they're planning on building as soon as they retire. So you're saying that we're not going to be able to allow them to use their property for recreational use?
I'm saying I don't want
to. No, I mean, where do you draw the line?
That's what campgrounds
are for. Hang on.
A lot of campgrounds on hunters ain't going to allow them to have their dogs up there. Are
you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Hey, y'all fix to have a turn. 3 minutes apiece, and they a bunch of y'all. So y'all can have a turn. All right, we had a good meeting so far. And y'all,
it is.
Now, I want y'all to be safe through these bad storms. These roads get back. Mosquito trucks have been doing a good job. Butch and his crew's been doing a good job. I want to brag on all of them. They've tightened up. They're getting the garbage cleaned up a lot better, quicker than they used to. So now I'm done. Now it's y'all's turn. First person, come to the podium. Got 3 minutes. As soon as you state your name.
Lori Hurston. I bought a piece of land, and I moved up here, and I put myself in an RV park, and I paid $600 a month to stay in that RV park while my house was being built, okay?
For over a year,
that's right. I couldn't afford that, but I did it because it was the right thing to do. I have $300,000 worth of land and house, and there is no way. I want a fifth wheel on solar power, digging a ditch with a little porta potty around the corner for me, which is exactly what the gentleman who bought the property wants to do.
Across the street from your house.
Across the street from my house. Now, it's not fair. And it's not right. I have an investment. Now, granted, people come up here and they wanna take care of the recreation and do all that fun stuff. Park your RV in an RV park for a week, 2 weeks, whatever you're doing, and do your thing. I did it the right way. And I expect other people to do it the right way. This is my hard-earned money. And I'm not going to have it devalued by a fifth wheel across the street from me. It's not fair and it's not right. We have rules and regulations, but we have no means of saying, okay, you've been there, you're now retired, but they got used to their RV and their little pole barn, and it's a lovely place to be. Well, are we going to go after them and say, okay, you've got 365 days to get your house built? Who's doing that? We can't get the gambling machines out of the 7-Elevens, but we're allowing people to move in here and devalue other people's property. It's not right.
And that, I don't think that person has signed up yet, because I ain't heard nothing on what you're talking about.
No, but they're over there working on the property. I know what's coming. I know who his neighbor is. I know where he got the property.
And I know the neighbors beside them.
Yes,
done call,
yes.
I've done got a bunch of calls on.
Oh, yeah. Because we put hundreds of thousands of dollars into our properties, and we don't want to have a look at an RV. Thank you.
Next person. Is that it?
Yeah, she said it.
Good call.
Yep, go ahead.
Do what now?
Oh, man.
My name is Deborah Joshua, and I've been right where you've been before. And I just want to thank the board for following through when your hands have been so tied, because we did look into the legalities of it. It is a process, and it is ridiculous, some of it. And I think, part of you might hate me, and part might hate, I might hate myself, because it's, there's a fine line here. I agree a lot with what Jody says. This has been a recreational area, and we don't want to change it to all subdivisions and everything. We still want to enjoy it, but I'm in the same situation. I put money into my place. We've had it for 21 years, and we love it. And then we didn't even get a fifth wheel. We got a
lean-to.
A lean-to. And I mean, and then in 3 weeks, there were like eight of them on the property all over, and it was meth heads and everything. And they've had to go through these steps that are ridiculous. Now, they're gone. I don't know if they're gone. They haven't been there. We've been feeding dogs because I feel terrible for them. I'm down there going, please don't bite me, here's some water, you know. But I don't know what the answer is, truly. But I do know one of the answers is that if we have the regulations, they've got to enforce them.
Yep.
If you've got to, if they put them there, you've got to be gone in 6 months. Or you have 6 months to do something or whatever. I don't know.
On the actual RV exception, I don't know if they all want to look at it. You can only be there 6 months out of the year. You can only have so much square foot of a storage building. There's very limited of what you can and cannot do.
But you still have to look at the thing when they're not there.
Ma'am?
You still have to look at that RV that's under that pole barn.
You're lucky you got a pole barn. We got a blue tarp.
I understand with you wholeheartedly, but I still say I do septic, I do clearing, I do work. I was there when that hamlet first developed. Mm-hmm. There was people living under this queen with them trees nailed together for roots. Now those people are living in fine homes. Mm-hmm. So some of them do progress and some of them don't. But if you buy a piece of land, and it's your land, you ought to be able to do something with your land.
There are restrictions.
And I mean, I'm saying for in this area, we got a lot of people that come here on the summer with the kids to fish. They go to the coast and go golfing. They go hunting. They do recreational things. And yes, they should pull that RV off of there or whatever, but they should be allowed to use their property rather than have to go sit in a campground with all those other people there. If they got a piece of property, they want to be by themselves with their family.
Really?
But they buy in a residential
all right.
That's
three. I mean, 3 minutes. All right. Next person.
Yeah, I'm done.
Next person.
And the residential.
I know I'm you, but may I
just
one? And I only have one.
Yep. State your name.
I'm Rob Boldy. I just moved 20, as you heard me say earlier. And it's good to meet all you folks, and I hope to get to know you and be friends. The only question I have is. It perked my interest talking about the spraying, because I didn't know we even did spraying in the county. And for me, it's getting used to the fighting gnats on the day shift and busting the mosquitoes. And I bought from Amazon two of the most high-powered bug zappers I got, and then, yeah, they laugh at it, I think. But my question is, has there been any malaria? Because I've been seeing that on the news.
It's down.
Okay, I walked in Tampa News. In 2005, I was traveling on business a lot down to Phoenix. I actually got West Nile virus. I'm a little bug shy,
yeah.
You know what I mean. That's all I have. I just
wanted
to know. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I've got one paper here. Mr. John Lamb and William Sykes. Are they here? No. Well, at least I called your name out. So.
Mr. Chairman, on your other paper that Mr. Thomas, he was here earlier.
Yep.
But he
decided to leave. Okay. All right. You got anybody else?
My name is Troy Fass. I got a question. How long does it take to get your address on a map? I've been on my property. I got 25 acres. Been there 7 months, and nobody can find it.
You bought your property, and you've been here how long now?
I've been here in Dixie about 2 years.
Okay, and it's not on the property appraiser's website?
It is.
Okay.
It's on the fire or the 911 address, but it's not on any other map. So it's got a similar address about 8 miles south of me, but everything wants to go there. But I don't get anything in my house because even though they got a new road, it's got a new sign. Y'all cannot put a sign on there. But nothing else. I can't get delivery. I can't get my new refrigerator. Whatever I want to do, it's never.
Who's over the 911s now?
Where are you at?
Right there, left off the gate of gas. It's on one
northeast, 197 Avenue.
Yep.
Dick Red.
This man right here will take care of you. Yeah. Just get with him after the meeting and he'll talk to you.
We'll get it worked out.
Okay, thank you.
And what was your last name?
Sass.
We got anybody else like to speak? Need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mr. Hatch, second. Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
I know about 6 minutes. We're kicking around a sticker out to a source.
Speak to Danny Wood.